Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom Morgan here in the dimly lit studios of Sunbury Broadcasting with the skeleton crew getting it done. Mark's got the news and Rob, the sports center, hustling up and down the hall as well, taking care of our sports. Steve has the forecast. And then there's me just standing here alone. Since I've been standing alone over the last 10 weeks, I kind of have brought back a feature I used to call thinking out loud. And you know what? That's pretty much what I do. I've noticed over the last 10 weeks that maybe for the exception of Monday where I do a weekend review, hoping we all had a good weekend, Tuesday through Friday, I kind of talk about things that make me go, and it is thinking out loud. Today, I'm thinking of the phrase, stop the stupid, okay? Why are we a nation divided? Because we're letting it get divided. So tired of the politicking. So tired of the conservative versus the liberal. So tired of the Democrats and the Republicans. I'm tired of both of you, all right? I'm so tired of dividing a nation based on it wasn't my fault, it was theirs. You know, my dad, rest in peace, is the greatest man I ever knew. He used to say, don't give me excuses. Fix it. Don't give me excuses. Don't tell me it's broken. Tell me how you're going to fix it. And that's all I can think about. Social media is polluted with stupidity. And you guys are buying into it. A lot of you are. If I see one more picture of someone that was murdered, whether it was years ago, by an opposite color person, I'm so tired of it. And you know what I'm also tired of? All lives matter. If you don't know that, you got issues. Because all life does matter. Not just humans, but all life. All lives matter. We know that. But there is an issue. There is an issue with, and people of color have, they have the issue thrust upon them. So, you know, can we fix that first before we go, oh yeah, how about my life? Stop it. And stop posting stuff on social media that's ignorant. Oh, I saw this and I'm going to share it. Every day in this country, white people kill white people and black people kill black people. Again, all lives matter, but you don't see anybody posting that up. Stop. Just stop in the comments, the nastiness I'm hearing. I don't care what color you are. If you're looting, you should be killed. What? What? Nobody should be killed. Come on now. I don't know. It's, you know, and then this morning I see this story about a member of the Austin Symphony Orchestra. The trombone player was fired for racist comments they made on Facebook. I mean, I'm like, all right, cue the trombone. Again, let's go back to the phrase, stop the stupid. If everybody stops acting stupid, I'm sure we'll be a better country. But what do I know? I'm just thinking out loud. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom here in the studio. Laura at home. We'll check with her in just a bit. And speaking of home, yeah, all the late night TV guys still broadcasting from home.
ESPN's reporting that the NBA Board of Governors is going to vote tomorrow on a plan that would restart the season with 22 teams for 8 regular season games, a possible play-in tournament for the 8th seed, and the playoffs all taking place in Orlando, Florida at Disney World. And the champions will be whichever team doesn't get the virus.
94KX. She's just a girl, but she's on fire. Interesting combination, Alicia Keys and Nicki Minaj on that mix. News is coming up next with sports and AccuWeather. Whatever happened to Nicki Minaj? I mean, Alicia, she's on fire right now. What a comeback. I've always liked her. She shouldn't have gone away. But Nicki Minaj, where is she? Now, the other night, I thought I saw her in the Turkey Hill on Front Street in Sunbury. She was buying a carton of cigarettes and all the tonic water on the shelf so she can get her quinine. I don't know if that's true. Whatever happened to Nicki? Funny how people come and go. Funny how news stories come and go. Whatever happened to the murder hornets, huh?
Today's show is brought to you by Murder Hornets.
Yeah, don't forget about us.
I guess the media did.
Coming soon.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, look at me. I'm scared. 94KX is the long version. Remember the CD River Songs? Remember the Badleys, our local boys from the 90s? Good stuff. Can we get them on, what was that? What's that concert? We're trying to put together here. I sent the memo to upper management. They're still mulling it around, I guess. Coachella. I don't know. Where do they get the names to these concerts? If you were with us yesterday, I announced that Coachella was canceled. And it's like this concert where people from all around the world go to and pay exorbitant amounts of money to go to. And then like even Hollywood movie stars show up. How come I didn't get complimentary tickets to this? Anyway, it's canceled. I think it's in August or September, and it's already been canceled. So I thought Coachella, and Laura was helping me pronounce the name of it. So I thought, well, you know, we're all stuck at home. Why don't we start Couchella, where we all just sit on our couch? Laura didn't like the idea that much. I think it's okay. I think we should get it started. And then I called my guy, because he has a guy. And he was going to get some of the talent together. I don't know who they are yet.
Coachella.
Coachella is just like Coachella, but even better.
Yeah, because you don't have to travel there.
You can experience it all from your home.
Yeah.
On your couch.
Yeah. This year, all artists will perform live from their couch.
Cool.
You'll see Nerd Patrol.
Jason Gern.
The Really Wannabes.
Twizzler Junkies.
Sheila from Down Under.
Butterflick.
The Tide Pods.
And if EDM is your thing.
Yeah, I like dance
electronic
music.
Electronic dance music.
Yeah.
Dim your lights in your home cave.
And rave. To the best glow stick party this side of that rented house on the edge of town.
Yeah,
you'll hear grooves from some of the best DJs to ever rock
like
in a
who?
Tent in the middle of freaking nowhere.
Well, like who?
DJ Skid Marks.
Ooh.
DJ Repetition.
What?
And DJ Boom Boom.
Oh, they'll be mixing songs like Thump Thump Thumpity Dump.
And wah 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 da 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 da.
So get your tickets today so you can hear their never-ending songs.
To Couchella. It's just like being there, except you'll be able to use a clean bathroom.
See you there.
Figuratively.
Okay, I don't know if I'm into this now. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I think we're alone now. Another one of those pandemic tunes. It's a new genre of music where artists recorded from the privacy of their homes and released it to their record company. And there you have it. So Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day was alone, and he re-recorded I Think We're Alone Now. So there you have it. My favorite is still 21 Pilots so far. Although that stuck with you song is starting to kind of stick with me. 5,000 songs have been recorded during the pandemic and are available in a library. I don't know if we play all 5,000 of them, probably just a couple. But anyway, it's Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom here in Sunbury, Laura in Elysburg. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. You know, I'm just sitting here all by myself doing some TikToks and
You are not doing TikToks. You would have popped up on my For You page by now.
Okay, you're very much awake. Just kind of tested you there.
Okay.
But what is going on with TikTok? There's definitely an age division there when you start looking at TikTok and you don't recognize any of the songs. It's like, could somebody please tell me what some of that music is, where these people are dancing to or cooking around the kitchen or doing whatever. I don't know.
Well, your very favorite Doja Cat was on there a while back as a dance feature.
Yeah. Yeah. But some of the stuff, like, it got me thinking. Remember back in the old days, and this goes back, Laura. It might go back farther than you. Remember you used to get those K-Tel records with all the hits?
Oh, yeah. Or else, like, when I was growing up, it was Now That's What I Call Music, like with the big Now, N-O-W, big on the CD case.
Exactly it. That's what my kids got as well. See, we did it through the generations. They got all 25, 30 volumes. God knows what we're up to now. And then there's that kids bop and all that stuff now for the little kids. I think we need that. I think we need that for TikTok. What do you think?
Now That's What I Call TikTok?
No, maybe a different title.
New from What the Hell Was That Song Records, it's the very best of TikTok, like the Cleaning Mirror song.
Wipe, wipe, Wipe it down.
What? You get the one that makes you smile. The tongue mumble. The Tourette's. Pew, 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 and more.
Pew, pew, pew.
Now you can have pew, all your pew, favorite pew. Songs from videos you've seen a thousand times, but don't know their names.
What is this?
All on one download.
I use that one what for a dance with my cat.
Oh, wait, Laura knows this one.
Get yours today. That's before got a little Disney infringement deletes
oh,
everything
yeah.
you love.
All right, I guess maybe we need that. Or at least I need that.
Listen, if you do need the most recent album in the series, now that's what I call music.
Yeah.
Just in case you were wondering, it was released on May 1st, 2020, and
okay.
it's number 74.
74?
Yep.
That's almost how old I am.
Get out of here. No, it's not.
Oh, my God. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:14. Brush, floss, and rinse. There you go. Just reminding you, don't forget that. unless you're doing it wrong.
What?
Don't neglect your gums, Tom.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dental hygienist Laura Good, ladies and gentlemen, on the show this morning with
floss
us.
Floss at least once a day.
There you go. But there's a new study out, and it came from a TikTok video where a woman is showing us the right way to clean our teeth, and the TikTok went viral. And then the Dental Association said, wait a minute, you may be doing it in the wrong order. So if you've always said brush, floss, rinse, brush, floss, rinse, it's actually not in the right order. You're supposed to rinse first, all right? And then okay. floss, and then last but not least, brush. Who would have thunk it? I mean, see, if you rinse somewhere in between, you might actually be rinsing away the fluoride from your toothpaste. Not a good idea.
Okay, here's a question, though. Then why, when you go and you have a dental cleaning
right.
professionally at a dentist office,
mm-hmm.
they like do all the scrapey scrape and checky check and all the stuff, and then they use the high powered to brush or clean your teeth.
All right,
and then at the very end they floss and have you rinse.
Well, see, I think because they're professionals and you're paying money for that, it's like getting your car detailed. Do you detail your car every time? No, you just wash it. So they want to make sure that when you do it, you don't leave anything in there, I guess. I don't know. Where's Dr. Carl? Let's get Dr. Carl Jenkins.
Yeah, where's Dr. Jenkins?
There you go. So anyway, if you're brushing, flossing, and rinsing in whatever order today, I guess you're doing a good thing, right?
Now, be careful when you're looking flossing up on TikTok, though, because that is also a dance move.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You are so correct. Thank you very much. That flossing.
I'm just trying, you know.
Yeah, that flossing has nothing to do with your teeth.
No.
Let's put some floss and toothpaste on the grocery list.
No! Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
It's time to do some choice rewards with Giant. What caller are we taking?
I hope people are as awake as I am this morning. Caller number one right now on the Ford Fun Line. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
We have another winner.
This is caller one on the Ford Fun Line. Hello?
That's great.
Okay, what, I catch you in the middle of flossing or something?
I can't. I got bubblegum in my mouth.
Oh, my. Who is this?
This is Jen.
Hi, Jen. Where are you from?
I'm from McClure.
Okay, Jen, you're on your way to Giant Market with a $50 gift card in your hand.
Woohoo!
Yeah, Giant is now offering Choice Rewards. That's a bigger, better rewards program where you choose how to use your points, your reward points. You can redeem them, you know, on gas, groceries, special offers, whatever you want. You are Tom and Laura's Choice Reward Listener of the Day.
That's wonderful.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV. Still going solo from the privacy of their homes.
According to a new poll, 53% of American office workers worry that their current skills will be outdated in fewer than 5 years. Skills like no-pants budget meetings.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. J-Lo's waiting for tonight. A-Rod's coming over with some steroids. It's going to be fun.
I think he's moved on from that.
Yeah, there you go. Yes.
He's Mr. Lopez now.
Yes, he is. I call him Mr. Lopez, and some Yankee fans get mad. I'm not really caring.
He supports J-Lo no matter what she does.
Yeah, and she supports him.
She does indeed.
She just supports him. There you go. What do we got coming up? Oh, yes, Biter's Birthday Buddies, which is a lot of fun. The locals, including an interesting call on the Ford Fun Line this morning, which we'll talk about. Musical Birthday Buddies. You ready, Laura?
Yes, go ahead.
Al B. Shore is 52 today. Oh, yeah, cool. That sounded like Flashback Friday.
I can't wait for tomorrow.
Want to tell you how I feel about you night and day. Yeah. Love that song. Other R&B, El DeBarge is 59 today, as in the family DeBarge, several hits in the 80s and 90s. So Eldra DeBarge is one of the elders of the DeBarge family at 59. And here's one that you might get mixed up on until you hear the age. Michelle Phillips is 76 years old today.
Now, who's that?
That would be Wilson Phillips' mom. Okay.
Oh, their mom.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
When you take Wilson Phillips, the three girls, the Phillips girl, her mom was in the Mamas and the Papas, Michelle Phillips. So there you go.
I like me some Mamas and the Papas.
Monday, da.
That's some Flashback Friday stuff, too.
Yeah, there you go. We could be doing them all tomorrow. She is 76 years old today. There you have it. We've got local celebrities, or as Laura calls them,
Biters.
Birthday buddies! Very good. Happy birthday to Amy Jo, and I hope I'm getting her name right. Zatney? She's from Mount Carmel.
You got it.
There you go. Thanks. I got it right.
Beth Billiger turned 60 years old today.
Happy birthday to Carrie Fora from Norrie. She's 32 today.
Kathy Gemberling from Freeburg is nifty 50.
Colleen Ross from Lewisburg is 43.
Eli Stevens turns 38 today.
Happy birthday to Kai Chung Chang from Lewisburg, 24.
A very happy birthday to Laura Harold from Sunbury, 27 today.
Miranda Steele is 33 today.
Michelle Barkley from Middleburg is 50.
Happy birthday to Rhonda Keeler. She's from Hepler, 45 years old.
Robin Linkus from Sunbury is 43.
And happy birthday to Sherry Snyder, Riverside, 61 years old today.
Sherry Smith turns 35 today.
I hope there's no more because I lost them.
Oh, there are.
Oh, you do the rest of them because I don't have them. My screen just blanked out.
Sonia Kratzer from Middleburg is 49.
Okay.
Stacey Hively from Milton turns 53. Stephanie Andreci turns 42 today. Terry Mark from Sealands Grove is 62. Todd Rupp from Elizabethville is 49.
All right.
Tyler Rao from Sunbury is 37. And William Roeder turns 53.
That's a lot of birthdays. Wow. Called in early this morning. Courtney Crick is the general manager at the Aaron's in Sealands Grove that I did that video with.
Oh, yeah.
Her boyfriend called this one in. Way to go, Todd. He says she's just something. Yeah, she is. Courtney's 42 years old, and she's got all the energy that a salesperson should have. So,
happy birthday, Courtney.
Yeah, happy birthday, Courtney. Anybody on social media? No one.
Yes.
On the text club.
We have one from Facebook yesterday. Jenna Stahl from Sealands Grove celebrated a birthday. Stephen Joseph sent that in, wanted to make sure that we wish Jenna a happy birthday.
All right. Carolyn Adrian from Winfield texted one in yesterday, but she did it after the birthday buddies. She only wants to be in the contest. She doesn't want her name on the radio. Oops. Sorry, Carolyn. There you have it.
Tom, now that wasn't nice.
I think it's funny. Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them, even if sometimes sarcastically so. you can text us at 49330. Hit us up on the 94KX Facebook page, or you can call us on the Ford Fun Line. But if you would like to win, you absolutely must text. Become a member of the text club at WQKX.com.
Each and every morning, it's Biters!
Birthday buddies! on 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Back in the day when we were side by side, we'd be doing some kind of funky cha-cha to that thing.
Yes, we would be. That's our jam.
You know, we miss those days, and hopefully we'll be back to some kind of normal soon where we could, like, dance in the studio, and people in our other studios look through the window like, what are those two goofs
and
doing?
Roll their eyes at us.
Oh, we do get a lot of eye rolling, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And once in a while, hey, could you turn that down? We're trying to
work.
Oh,
I know. Especially if we have guests or visitors.
Yeah.
And then it gets a little loud and it bleeds on over into News Radio 1070 WKOK.
That's right. But oopsies. Tom and Laura, we're feeling our best. We ain't got no stress. There you go. Time for the happy news. Time for the good news. In today's day and age, we don't have too much. But here's one. A 16-year-old named Stefan Perez helped to lead a peaceful protest in Detroit, which isn't an easy thing to do. Now, he prevented people from rioting. He dropped to his knees with a megaphone. He pleaded with the people to please follow the 8 p.m. curfew. And guess what? They did. Wow.
Wow.
And that prompted a phone call from the mayor.
Stefan, I was watching the video and I saw your leadership. I have tears in my eyes. You are everything that's special about the city of Detroit.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I appreciate the fact, I ain't going to lie, we had some police officers walk with us in uniform who stand united with us today. And I'm glad that you do, too. Like I said, I just want to make sure everybody get home safe. I'm not going to lie to you now. We are going to hold more marches and protests, but I'm going to make sure that we are safe, that we end up safe, that I get people home.
How about that, huh?
That's amazing.
16 years old in today's day and age where we hear so many bad things about kids. There's a good kid keeping it cool in Detroit. And how about a good neighbor? You have good neighbors, don't you, Laura?
I have excellent neighbors here on Hillside Avenue.
A woman saw her neighbor careening out of control while backing up his vehicle. And so she videoed it and made sure he was okay as, get this now, Laura, the neighbor crashed into her yard. Ouch!
I did a good job on that.
Oh, wow. Are you okay?
I'm okay. I'm coming to say hi to you.
I'm coming to say hi to you, right through the shrubbery and into the porch.
Oh, no.
There may have been some beverages involved there, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, listen to the neighbor. She says, oh my goodness, are you okay? Like, she's all right with the fact that he just...
I was going to say, no one was hurt, right?
No one was hurt. And maybe a relationship started after that. The good neighbor and the good teenager. Today's good news.
What we like to report.
Hello, hello, hello. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura may be enjoying that just a little too much. News now, is coming up.
No.
What?
We all know that I know that dance move by move.
Yes, you do. And this is why I say this. Again, we miss the dancing in the studio, but someday it may come back. Tom Morgan here in Sunbury. Laura Good at home in Elysburg. No contact. That's the big new thing, right, Laura? Don't touch my food. Don't touch my stuff.
Yeah, or no contact payment, which is fine.
Oh, yeah.
Especially paper money. Cash money can be incredibly dirty.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, pay over the phone.
That's
go and pick up your food or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's great. I've been trying to do paperless billing forever, with my personal stuff at least. But, you know, now you see TV commercials, no contact pizza. Well, I certainly hope so.
You know what I mean? Shouldn't food preparation have been sort of at the highest standard of sanitation to begin with?
Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking, but now we have to show you. I always pictured the pizza guy sticking that big little spatula in the oven, getting the pizza out and dropping it in the box and closing the box, never touching it anyway. But now we have to tell you, we promise we won't touch your pizza. Now, a butcher in Rochester, New York, has come up with meat vending machines.
No way.
That's what I say.
The meat machine for people who are going to come out this weekend and look for some great cuts of meat to be able to grill out in this awesome weather. There's a couple of buttons right here that will rotate the machine. There is beef, there is pork, there is chicken in here currently. There will even be some prepared foods here more and more as we go.
Unbelievable.
Everything
Now, before you think it's crazy, he has to refill this machine 24 hours a day because people in upstate New York are digging it. A refrigerated meat vending machine.
I'm digging it. I want to invent a meat vending machine.
Well, get in the garage and tinker with that old soda machine, and pretty soon you'll be slinging out pork chops.
Sounds like a plan.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Rah-rah, gaga, la-la-la. Sounds like some kind of TikTok we should be dancing to. I don't know. Maybe just me.
There's, again, a fantastic music video and dance that goes along with that video and Gaga's Little Monsters
only,
back in the day.
Only you would know that. Only you are TikTok genius.
Oh, that's not on TikTok. That's like old school music video. Like old you watch school. The video and learn the dance.
Old school. What does that make me, a dinosaur? I have no idea. Hey, you are the TikTok queen here. You've taught me so much about it, let alone the rest of the staff. A serious TikTok is making the rounds now called Check Your Privilege. I absolutely love it. Should we play the TikTok and maybe teach a lesson to some people who may not know what the term privilege means?
I say why not? I think we all need to move forward with ears open, mouths closed, especially if for white people.
Yes. So hold out your hands right now if you're listening. Hopefully you're not driving a car, but hold out your hands and listen to this TikTok and see if you tick away any of your fingers.
Check Your Privilege edition. Put a finger down if you have been called a racial slur. Put a finger down if you've been followed in a store unnecessarily. Put a finger down if someone has crossed the street to avoid passing you. Put a finger down if you've had someone clench their purse in an elevator with you. Put a finger down if you've had someone step off of an elevator to keep from riding with you. Any fingers left? That's privilege.
Your thoughts?
I mean, none of my fingers went down. Got to check that privilege and be honest with yourself.
There it is. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV. One more shot with Jimmy Kimmel at home.
Chinese government said they hope the United States will take concrete measures to eliminate all forms of racial discrimination. And when China is giving you a lecture on human rights, not a great sign.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. No, that's not a detergent commercial. Okay, yes, it is. But that's the actual song. UB40 in red, red wine. You're drinking a glass of wine, you're on your screen. You're eating a meal, you're on your screen. Everything but sleeping, you're on your screen. Are we on the screen too much, Laura?
Yes, probably.
All right, we're both reading this article together. According to a new study, the average person spent 17 hours and 9 minutes a day on the screen. That was before the pandemic. Now it's up. It's up over 19 hours a day.
Ugh. Okay, guys, how are you awake that long?
Well, that's where the interesting time comes in, because there's a duplication sometimes when you're on multiple screens. So if you say that's impossible, I am not on my screen 19 hours and 6 minutes a day because I sleep 7 hours a night or eight, whatever. Fact is, sometimes you're on two screens at once. You're maybe streaming a television show and you're on the other screen. That's a double whammy.
Well, yeah, I've caught myself doing this where you put on a TV show and maybe it's something that you've seen before, like a rerun of Friends.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have your phone in your hand. So you're double screening, just like you said.
Double screening. Whoever thought we'd have to deal with such terms? The survey also found 60% of people actually argue with their significant other about screen time. What?
I wonder if it's because it's taking away from FaceTime and not FaceTime on an iPhone.
Very good.
Like actual face-to-face. And again, I am guilty of this.
Face
You're sitting there,
face.
Something's on TV, but you're both on your phones.
That's a great point. And it also says that most parents are trying to limit their children's screen time when their children are actually just looking at them on the screen.
Yeah, it's hard to limit the kiddos when you're doing the same thing. And again, no judgment. Oh my gosh, I do it all the time. But there is a nifty trick if you want to limit your screen time.
Okay.
I don't know about an Android phone, but on the iPhone, you can go into your settings, okay. And literally there is a tab that says screen time. And then you can check your daily average and set downtime and app limits.
Mm.
So, for example, I have mine set to downtime from 9 a.m. to 5 a.m. My literal phone locks down.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And in order for me to access anything on the phone, now, not for an emergency phone call, obviously.
Right.
And
right.
I allow the text messages to still be active.
Okay.
But everything else on the phone, shut down. And in order for me to go on the internet or on a Facebook or Instagram app or Twitter or whatever, mm-hmm. I have to click on that and then put in a code and then ask if it's just for a minute, for an extra 15 minutes, or unlock it for the rest of the day.
There you go. Your screen time lesson from Laura. I like it. News is next. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Still one of my favorite songs that I could hear over and over and over. Coldplay, the clock's ticking on our show this morning. Actually, the clock's ticking on your chance to be a Giant Choice Reward listener of the day. So far, listeners from Northumberland, Lewisburg, Middleburg, and McClure. Not bad, Laura. I mean, everywhere.
Ooh, not too shabby at all, spanning the corners of our area.
Yeah, we've got one more winner coming up tomorrow morning. And here's a hint for you. We're going to squeeze in your chance to win before Flashback Friday starts. You know what that
means. Oh, naughty, naughty, Tom. If people know that Flashback Friday starts at 7 a.m., that means you're doing that contest bright and early.
Yeah. So your chance to win a $50 gift card just for becoming the Choice Rewards listener of the day and the winner of the day tomorrow morning right here. I mean, who couldn't use 50 bucks? You know what I mean?
We all could use $50 in groceries. Here's the thing. If you want to win from 94KX, make sure that you follow us on all the things. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and sign up for our text club.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Just keep breathing. Hang in there. We'll be okay. Chad Evans is coming up next. Enjoy your National Cheese Day. I don't know.
I'm going to go and eat some brie.
Okay. That's your selection?
Brie cheese.
I'm a provolone kind of guy. Maybe slap some provolone on a sandwich. Also, if you're with us early this morning, we announced that it was National Safe Day. It all started as a promotion to buy a safe to, you know, to put your good things in and your valuables. But then it slowly over the years transcended into buy a gun safe to keep your guns safely locked up. And then okay. It turned into Gun Safety Day, which is educate. If you own guns, please educate. So I thought that was kind of cool. You know what's kind of cool, though? The thought for the day with Laura Good every day to wrap up the show. You got one for us?
I do. And you know what? I kind of got to thinking, I miss New York City, right? Traveling, yes. Going there. And then a place I haven't visited in a while was Liberty Island. Where Lady Liberty stands, the Statue of Liberty, right?
Oh, yeah.
She has
you always seem
flaming
to go
torch
there.
Held high.
Yeah, you always seem to go there at school trips, right, when you're a kid. And then when you revisit it as an adult, it's a whole new experience.
Exactly. And Ellis Island is right there, the gateway for so many immigrant people who came into our nation way back when, right?
Mm-hmm. That's how America really became the melting pot, my dear.
Exactly. So we're kind of living in some crazy times.
Yes.
And I thought, oh my gosh, those words written on the tablet by Emma Lazarus on the base of the Statue of Liberty and the tablet that she's holding. What is that entire quote? I'm going to share it with you this morning.
Okay.
Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless. Tempest-tossed, send them to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.